Social activist Zakiya El-Nahis was among the protesters who helped break years of political silence for Egyptian women. She says something changed when those protesters took to the streets on January 25th.
I couldn't resist except going every day. You know, I have to go every day. I mean, the spirit was quite different. There was a bond between all the people there.
Women experienced a new level of freedom and equality during the 18 days of protest as they demonstrated beside men and celebrated their success in bringing down the Mubarak government. But Human Rights Watch researcher Nadia Khalif says that as the jubilation subsides and the reality of rebuilding the government takes hold, women are facing exclusion from the political process.
There have been several groups who are opposing the women's presence in politics. They're opposing women's presence who are demonstrating for equality. So I think it's not going to be an easy transition. But I think Egyptian women are adamant they be included in these political processes.
She says no positions were given to women on the Transitional Council, known as the Committee of Wise Men, responsible for drafting amendments to the Constitution. And Article 75 of the Constitution was written to imply that the head of state will be a man. On International Women's Day, March 8th, a mob of men attacked women who were demonstrating for equal rights in Tahrir Square, the epicenter of last month's anti-government protests. Although women in Egypt's upper classes achieve professional and academic success, Human Rights Watch says family law discriminates against them in marriage, divorce, guardianship, custody, and inheritance. Valentine Mogadam is an expert on social change in the Middle East and North Africa. She says cultural understandings limit many lower-class women from getting jobs. She says professional and technical jobs held by middle and upper-class women are deemed more appropriate for women in Egypt. But she says politics are not considered appropriate for women of any class.
The World Values Survey and other kinds of opinion polls do suggest that a large proportion of the populations regard women's participation in politics and as political leaders as inappropriate, and that men make better leaders than women do.
Egyptian teacher Sama Hamis agrees.
You can call most of the Egyptian women as politically illiterate. Two things were actually, you know, confined to men, sports and politics.
Mogadam, a sociology professor at Purdue University, says women have not had many influential allies in the government in the past, and it seems unlikely for the future.
I don't think that it will be substantially different. The indicators and the signs at present do not lead me to be hopeful about any substantial presence on the part of women or representatives of women's groups.
Egypt's new Prime Minister, Hisham Sharaf, has appointed only one woman cabinet member, although he said he will create a committee for women to take part in rebuilding the country. Egypt became the first Arab nation to elect a woman to parliament in 1957. But nearly 50 years later, in 2005, the 782-seat bicameral parliament had only 4 women members. In 2009, 64 seats were designated for women in the lower house of parliament. Mogadam says women are at a disadvantage for September's parliamentary elections. She says women do not have enough time to mobilize and be heard against political movements, such as the Muslim Brotherhood and groups associated with the former government. But some Egyptian women feel now is the time to focus on creating a democratic state. Khalif describes the opinion of one woman who she approached in Tahrir Square on International Women's Day.
She basically said that this is not the time for women to be demonstrating. It's the time for the institutions to be built in the country, and then women's rights would come later.
Hamis, who was raised in a well-educated Egyptian family, believes it is critical for women to take part in government. But she says women have been excluded from politics for so long that they need to be educated about politics before they get involved.
They should first learn more about politics. They should first work again at a slower pace, slowly but surely, towards understanding more about the society and how things are, because we've been deprived from all that for a very long time. You have to grow some kind of credibility first. I'm not against the idea or the concept. I'm just against the timing.
Hamis and social activist El Nahis both acknowledge that Egyptian women and minorities have a long battle for equality ahead, but they are hopeful for change. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reiterated Monday that women should be included in every aspect of political and institutional reform across North Africa and the Middle East. She says no government can succeed if it excludes half its population and does not respect the human rights of all its citizens. Several women U.S. lawmakers introduced a resolution this week calling on leaders in the Middle East and North Africa to include women in constitutional and political reforms. For VOA News in Washington, I'm Julianne McKellogg.